You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, Jamie and I are going to be talking about some breaking news out of Midjourney, which, as anyone knows, is our absolute favorite AI generation tool. They've come up with some really interesting new tools that we're excited to talk about that I think are going to make a big difference when it comes to side hustles online, different things that you can do. Midjourney is a fantastic image generator, I think the absolute best. So we're going to be talking about all of that, what they're launching with this new image upload feature that they've just added. Before we get into that, Jamie wanted to tell you about our AI Hustle School community.
If you've not heard of our AI Hustle school community yet, you need to go check it out. We will leave a link in the show notes, but that is just a great way to learn more about AI and how to actually use it to make money. So whether you are a business owner or side hustler, if you're trying to take your business to the next level or help others, you're going to want to check it out. We have some really deep dives in exactly how you can use AI tools to make money, including Midjourney. We have some really great side hustles using Midjourney. It's one of our favorite tools, as Jaden mentioned. The current price of AI Hustle is $19 a month. It will be raised over time. And so if you want to lock in that $19 a month, you want to go join it today. Once we get to 200 members, it's going to bump up. So we're at 192 right now. Go join the community. There's really, it's a great place with like-minded individuals. It's just a really fun place to learn more from others as well. So check it out. But back to Midjourney. Midjourney is my favorite image generator as well. They've really just, they were one of the first and they've continued to level up their game. They recently announced a new feature that they're going to be releasing, which is allowing you to edit your non-AI images with AI. So we've seen some other tools, do this. Adobe has some tools even where you would have like a generative fill, things like that. But this is a little bit more complex than that. Jaden, what details have you learned so far about this?
Yeah, so Midjourney, an incredible tool. Now, the thing that a lot of people are concerned about, because essentially what it's going to allow you to do is upload an image that you have already generated, and you can then, put some prompts in and say, to do like X, Y, and Z to change this image and go ahead and generate it. We're seeing some similar things out of Meta. Meta recently launched a feature where you can upload a bunch of pictures of yourself and be like, based off of this, make me as a Viking, make me as a soldier, make me as a whatever, right? Like all the different things. What a lot of people are expressing concern about for this new this new tool that lets you, use the web to edit your images with AI is that it's going to, spread deep fakes and all that kind of stuff. Their CEO, David Holt, said that it's going to be released early next week, which is essentially in the next day or two, or depending on when you're listening to this, could be a few days ago. And it's letting you, you can do things like repaint the colors and the detail according to the caption, right? So you upload the image, you say, hey, make this like a watercolor, make this, anything, change this and that element of it. So really similar to what Meta has done. The thing that he said is, quote, honestly, we're not sure how to precisely restrict deployment of this feature. People are kind of concerned about it. Now, my take on this, and I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are on this, Jamie, but like at the end of the day, I think there's enough tools like Flux that are open source that people can just run on their computers. People are running on their servers. There's so many different tools that essentially can do this exact same thing that I think Midjourney being concerned about, how they're going to roll it out. Like this tool is going to come out regardless. And so I'm a little bit less concerned about this. That being said, I think Meta has taken some good steps to like essentially try to mitigate that risk. Meta makes you take some pictures of yourself. I think they probably cross-reference it with your profile picture. I'm not 100% sure, but they make sure that the person that has taken, like, it's not like you're uploading pictures that weren't you and then getting it to generate pictures. It's just the person that takes the pictures, and they make sure that it's kind of creative how Meta does it, where it's not just like you take a bunch of selfies. You have to literally like push a button and you move your head from side to side so they know that it's an actual person. And so they're doing some interesting things like that, which is essentially identity verification, kind of like on an iPhone with like, you know, facial recognition, which I know it's like Facebook and creepy. So there's definitely that aspect of it, but it's kind of interesting because it makes it like you can't like really go and generate pictures of someone else that would like didn't want you to generate a picture of them. So anyways, I think that's kind of interesting from Facebook, and I'd be curious to see what Midjourney's, you know, attempt is at this. I don't think they're going to have quite that robust of a safety guard though.
Yeah. So I love this topic. I've actually been thinking a lot about it lately. I have a sci-fi take on it, if you will. But I think it's, as time goes on with AI, it's going to be more and more difficult to prove your own identity and to disprove deepfakes online. So I think there's going to be some really blurred lines as far as what is real, what is not, in the next 2 to 3 years, really. And so I think the need for AI security is going to be that much higher. I think, so this is my theory. I think that crypto is going to somehow make an intersection with AI again, and that we are going to have some sort of blockchain identity verification for everybody online. And so I think, I even thought about this. The only solution maybe in the end is to have like a hard wallet of sorts with your identity on it, you know, to prove that it's you, you know. So who knows where it's going to go, but I have a feeling that crypto, I'm trying to keep my eye out on some crypto projects to see if any pop up that match my theory, because I'm obviously not advanced enough to develop something like that of my own, but someone I think will come out with some sort of crypto security to fight against AI deepfakes. But just a theory.
Yeah. That's a great thought. And I think like there are companies. So for example, OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, he was working on a project called WorldCoin. And then he just changed it to be called World, I think. But essentially it was like an iris scanner, like it scanned your eye to verify your identity. And then based off of that, because it's like super accurate or something, based off of that, it would like, you could like use your eye scan as like your wallet for it and stuff. So okay. It's going to be really interesting to see that whole world of, yeah, I think you're right, of like crypto, of security. It's all going to be a really important kind of thing for people to keep track of. So yeah, I'd be fascinated to see kind of how that goes in the future. I'm honestly excited for Midjourney and for the feature. Like, this is an amazing tool, whatever your side hustle is. You know, I have videos all about, I have like a side hustle where I've created albums on Spotify and I make money from the streams. I talk about those on the AI Hustle School community, and something that I think is a really great tool is using AI to create the album covers for that. It's really fun, really artistic. So I think there's so many, and I use it all the time for Canva, different projects. I was helping a friend who is wanting to start a new software company and needed to come up with some mock-ups of some of the things that the software is going to be able to do and some of like the branding, how it was going to look. And I was showing him how to use like AI image generators to essentially, we created his entire pitch deck in like an hour, which was very complex. I essentially just used like AI tools to come up with all of the branding and everything. And he was like, went to investors and like pitched the whole project to them based off of that. And it looked really professional. So I think there's so many different use cases, and the more these things get better at editing and manipulating the photos, the more useful they'll become. So I'm excited for this new feature out of Midjourney. I'm excited with a lot of the stuff that they're coming out with. And so, yeah, we'll definitely keep you up to date on anything else that they come out with, any new advancements. We'll keep you in the loop on all of that. If you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to join the AI Hustle School community. The link's in the description. And drop us a review wherever you get your podcast. If you're on Spotify, you hit like the About tab and you can go down and drop some stars. If you haven't done it already, Jamie and I would be eternally grateful if you could leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And we hope you all have an amazing rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.